Hi, I'm Mike Walensky, part of the team that runs Tempest Transport. We're proud to be a growing trucking company that specializes in expedite freight. Most of our drivers are the cream of the crop in the expedite industry. But it's come to our attention that we've garnered some negative reviews on the internet. Now I know negative comments on the internet are as easy to come by as lobbyists in Washington, but I also know that many savvy drivers like to research a company before applying to drive with them. And sometimes, these negative comments can seem scary. So I wanted to put our side of the story out there. So thanks for taking the time to check us out. We ask all our drivers to sign a driver agreement prior to coming to orientation. It spells out the driver's rate of pay, home time rules, and other basic procedures and policies. Basically, it says, if you'll do your job, we'll do ours. And I'm not going to ditch my truck in Albuquerque, New Mexico, take an Uber to Vegas, and then 3 days later ask for an urgent pay advance to cover my gambling debts. The driver agreement also says that if you choose to go AWOL for 2 weeks, not answer our calls, and make us track down and recover our truck, then we're going to hold you accountable for the costs. Seems only fair, right? After all, it's a huge, expensive headache for us when a driver decides to ditch our truck. Frankly, the small sum of money we're typically able to recover doesn't even come close to our costs. Now, you may think because I own a business, I have a money tree in my backyard. Well, spoiler alert, I don't. I'm only as successful as the people on my team. It's like this. Say you hired me to build you a house, and it has to be done by a certain date, or you'll be homeless because you've already sold your old house. I start building your house, put the walls up, but instead of putting on the roof, I decide to take my wife on a trip to Cancun a week before the deadline. When you show up with your moving truck, you discover that your half-built house is now full of rainwater. So not only can you not live in it, but it can't even be salvaged. You, rightfully, don't pay me, and so I go online and post a negative review about you and your business. Now, no one wants to build you a house, you're living in a moving van, and I'm a complete jerk. Unfortunately, this type of thing happens all too often in the trucking industry. Now, I'm not saying there are no trucking companies out there who will cheat their drivers out of their pay, but what I am saying is that online reviews have given low-life drivers a platform to complain when they don't do what they said they would do and are forced to reap the consequences. Most of our drivers read the driver agreement, sign it, and then live by it. But occasionally, someone slips through and conveniently forgets that he has agreed to perform a very important job. Look, I get it. Bad decisions happen. I've made one or two of them myself over the years. But when you make a bad decision, you have to own it. You have to pay for it. So if you decide to drive my truck out into the desert and invite a pack of wild hyenas to sleep in the cab, and the next morning the truck won't start because Ed from The Lion King dumped sand in the fuel tanks, then I need to be able to hold you accountable. Does anyone out there think it's right that I now have to fly to the desert, chase a bunch of hyenas out of my truck, hire a wrecker and pay to have the sand cleaned out of the fuel tanks? And after all that, the crazy driver posts on the internet about how I ripped him off? If you do think it's cool to stick it to the man and party with hyenas, then please, don't apply for one of our driver openings. Seriously, I have a better idea for you, so hear me out. There are online review sites that will collect negative reviews of businesses and then try to get the business owner to pay thousands of dollars to take the reviews down. I know how these sites work because they've tried to get money out of me. You, my hyena partying friend, should get a job with one of them instead. It'd be right up your alley. Look, I'm not really so against people posting online reviews. Sometimes these are very useful, and I've been known to read them myself from time to time. However, much like a good steak or financial advice from a late-night TV host, I always take them with a grain of salt. The problem with reviews is that businesses typically don't get the chance to tell their side of the story. I've seen other businesses shut down because a group of people decided that the business owner should be dragged through the mud. It's ugly and it's wrong. So, if you read our online reviews and decide you don't want to drive for us, that's fine. There are a whole bunch of other trucking companies out there who will gladly give you a job, and I'm happy for your freedom of choice. If, on the other hand, you would like to learn more about driving for us, please visit tempesttransport.com to find out what we're really all about. We'll even let you talk to our actual successful drivers who are here to work hard and earn big. They'll give you the real scoop. Above all, stay safe out there, and God bless.